I want to welcome you to Dream Chasers Radio with me, your host, Yaya Diamond. What's up, peoples? How you doing? Welcome to the show. We'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere. We're getting ready to start. So we have an author on the show today, and you guys know how much I love authors. You know how much I love authors, but this author, what I understand about this is that this was the mystery of all mysteries. She couldn't sleep. She had this thing going in her head, like literally it was just like a book was just like writing itself in her brain, and she had to get it out. And it took her a few years to do that. And we're just so excited to have Miss Linda Aria on the show today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Yaya. I'm excited to be here. A little nervous, I admit, but excited too.
No need to be nervous, darling. No need to be nervous. We all here. We all good. We all listening. Yeah. We want to know about this. So tell me about yourself.
I am a retired railroader. I'm a wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and an author, I guess. Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
That's enough.
It's enough.
It is enough, yes.
I hear you. Man, you know, okay, so tell me about why this book came about and why it was so stuck in your head you couldn't even sleep.
Well, first of all, my friend Reverend Mary, who's a mystery person like me, she called me and she said, "Linda, the Michael Hedges crystal skull is coming to the Pasadena Museum of History. Come over and I'll read it to you," because I can't read due to a stroke. So I go flying over there and she's reading this to me. I go, "Oh, wow, that's cool." So she says to me, "Isn't it nice that there are mysteries left in the world?" I said, "Well, do you know about the mystery of Mount Shasta?" And she said, "Oh, no, I don't." And I said, "Okay, let's go to your office." And she brings it up. I tell her what to do, and she brings it up, and she's reading it to me. Now, this is right at when Katrina had broke and was coming on shore, and there was big catastrophes happening all over the place. And this story started swimming. I got to bring them out of the mountain, but I can't do that because they're 9 to 12 feet tall. How am I going to do this? And this story starts, you know, I just took all the catastrophes that were happening at that time, which were true, and just lumped them all together. So that put Earth's surface in peril. Now I got to save the Earth and the humanity and the people in the mountain.
Wow. So this story,
yeah,
it was just swarming in your head. I mean, literally, I mean, okay, so I have to go back because this is amazing to me. You know, you can't read.
No.
Because of the stroke, but you got to get this out. How did you
do
this?
Well, my son, thank God, he's a IT guy. And I said, "Anthony, I've got to write this story." I said, "What do I do? How am I going to do this?" So he put, there's a text to speech. This was 15 years ago. It's upgraded since then. But 15 years ago, all I had was a little wizard that sat on my computer, my laptop, you know, in the window. And I would type away like crazy. And then I could highlight it and he would read it to me. And I could hear the mistake. And I could fix the mistake as long as I didn't try to read it in context. And I went like that. And then, of course, Reverend Mary, when I got further into it, I said, "I need help. I can't do this." So she started helping me. And that's how it was born.
Wow. Wow. You know, I have so many people come to me and tell me, "Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, because if I can't do that, then there's no way I can do this. And I can't go after my dreams because I can't do that." And it's like, but you defied every "I can't" with this book.
I had to get it out and I had to find a way. Wow. I had to do it. There was no sleeping, no eating. This thing was all consuming, totally all consuming. And I had to do something, you know? So that's what I did. Found a way. Wow.
You found a way to get this book done. You know, and again, I commend you and I'm just so proud of you because it's
thank you.
I am. think about it. All the people that give excuses of why they can't do something, but you couldn't even do what you were set out to do that you needed to do because it was just consuming you, but you did it and you got it done with help.
With help. I had plenty of help. I had people that would come and read what I wrote and they would tell me, oh yeah, okay, that's okay. But who's this guy? He came out of nowhere, you know? So I'd have to go, okay, this guy's got to go. I got to find another way to tell the story, you know, that would do the same thing. And a lot of people kept me in line. They wouldn't let me veer off right or left. So to me, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm proud. I am very proud. So
I am very proud of you as well. Guardians of the Crystal Skulls, the 13th Order. You know, okay, so tell me the dilemma about the first publication and now the new one that's coming out.
Well, the older one, it's still the same story, except I did a little bit of more editing. I took out some things I didn't think that moved the story along, but basically they're the same story.
Gotcha.
New cover, all the corrections are gone. You know, I mean, the errors, somehow the file got switched and they published the wrong file and the book was just so full of errors. I didn't know. I wrote it, spent 5 years writing that book. Wow. I had no idea, you know, that it was all wrong. I didn't open it when it came out. Why? I wrote it, you know?
Right.
So now find out 15 years later, it was wrong.
Yeah, but that's okay. Because I mean, listen to this. Yeah. You have defied the odds. You literally have defied the odds. You have done you literally went and said, oh, you say you can't do it. Well, guess what? I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to do something I couldn't do, and I'm gonna do it. And you did it. And you
Think I could. Honestly, I didn't think I could, but I had to persevere. And I think perseverance is really the most important part because I had to do it. There was no way getting out of it. I had to. You know, or die because I couldn't eat, you know. Of course. I could have lost a few pounds more, but I think all in all, all in all, but you know, it was important. I think the message in here in this book is so important, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because you need to find it.
You need to find it. That's right. And we're going to go ahead and have that information over your website in the description box below. That's lyndaarenabooks.com. We'll put that link in the description box. But I want to ask you a question because so many people need, you know, those mentors that we used to have back in the day that we now no longer really truly have. That's exactly what I need. I need from you to encourage people to go after the things that they keep saying they can't do. What kind of advice do you give to those people that continually procrastinate or they make excuses of, you know, their disability or just being totally lazy? What do you tell them?
I have 14 grandchildren and they come here periodically on and off. And I tell them there is nothing that you cannot do. If you put your mind to it and you're focused on something, it will happen. People will come to you. Because you're focused and you can accomplish anything, absolutely anything. Plus, you're my granddaughter. You can do this.
Hey.
Hey, you can do this. So.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, Miss Arena, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. This has just been an amazing interview, an amazing time. I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And your story and your perseverance.
Thank you.
Commendable. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure to meet you.
And you too.
I am thrilled to meet you.
And you too. And is there anything else you'd like to talk about before we, you know, finish the show today?
The first one is a rebrand. Well, they're all going to be rebrands because there's two others that accompany this book.
Nice.
And I spent another 5 years writing those books.
What?
Yes. It's a trilogy. The first book, I swear to you, is 500 pages. It's almost as big as War and Peace. I mean, it's a lethal weapon. You could hurt somebody with this book, but it didn't contain the whole story. So I had to write two more to do that, to complete the whole thing.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on a sec. Wait, stop. Okay, cool. We got to rewind a little bit here. Okay. I'm rewinding. In my brain, you cannot read because of the stroke.
Right.
And yet you are writing a trip. Come on now. No, there is no excuse. Nobody, I don't want to hear no excuses no more from nobody else. Don't even tell me you can't do it. Yeah. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I got two more books that the second one is Darius, the Planet of Creation. And the third one is Dawn of the 13th Order. And they are both out now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miss Arena, you have just sent me to, I have nothing to say.
Sorry.
except, you know, again, I have gotten so many messages. Oh, you know, I would, but I can't because I don't know this. But yes, you can.
Miss Arena, what I have learned, is this. If you want to, let's say, trying to think of something that's feasible. Okay, write the book. You want to write a book, mm-hmm. and you've got a certain message that you want to say, or you want to write about gardening, or you want to do a how to do it book. Once you sit down and focus on that, you would be amazed at the people who come to start coming out of the woodwork. Oh yeah, I know a little bit about that. So you get to glean their information. And they just come. You don't have to do anything. They just show up because you're focused. And once you're focused, people arrive to help you. Or an article will come out in a magazine. Anything, something will happen.
Oh my gosh. You are so amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm just an old lady trying to,
I mean, as long as we're 6 feet over, we can do whatever we can do, right? You're still here.
Let's go. I'm 76. I admit it. I'm 76 years old. And now this is happening to me. I would never dream in a million years that I would be sitting across from you or do the interview I did earlier that's on my website. You can watch that if you want. Mm-hmm. Or anything like that. This was so far out of my realm of possibility, but yet here I am. Yeah. Here I am sitting talking to you. And the Dr. Larry, I don't remember his last name, and I'm sorry for that. But anyway, he's a philosopher. I would have loved to have known that. You know, I'd have put my philosopher's hat on, and him and I would have went to battle over philosophy. I love philosophy.
Wow. You know?
But anyway, people can do anything, absolutely anything. All you got to do is start taking one step forward. Once you take that first step, the rest of the steps will come.
This is amazing. You are such an inspiration. I have got to say, guys, if you have been procrastinating, putting things off, if you have given excuses as to why you couldn't do something because you just didn't have the resources, the money, the help, whatever, listen, I don't want to hear any of that anymore.
No.
None of that. Because Miss Arena has just smashed you down. I mean, you're just you're grounded, basically.
Yes. And then you just can do it. Anybody can do whatever they want to do. And first of all, number one, they have to believe they can.
Yes.
Believe you can. If you believe you can, then you can. It's that simple. You don't have to make it complicated. You know. Wow.
Miss Arena, you are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. And what a wonderful, wonderful way to show people that even though obviously you have it.
Yeah.
You have it. You have that author spirit in you. And I'm just so happy.
The thing is, I didn't. I had to go find out how to do it. I'm a published poet, but and that's small. I can do that, but I can't novels. Are you kidding me? Where in the world how am I going to do this? I could not figure it out. And with my son's help and putting that little wizard on my thing, and so many people came out to help me, the three books would not have been written.
Wow. Wow. Well, with help, we can do everything.
Anything.
That's
everything,
right.
Everything, anything, always.
Always. Wow.
Always, wow. Yeah.
So you have three books. They're all on your website?
Yes, they are. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
But I would like for people to wait for the first one to drop again. And okay. Then once they finish that, they can get the other two. So
I gotcha. So you have to go through a trilogy in order. Okay, it's in order, and the first one
it is in order, drop.
Wait for the first one to drop, and then once that does drop, it's any day now, and then you can go ahead and get the other two. Man, I am telling you, Miss Arena, you are amazing. You're a mentor. You are a trendsetter.
Oh, thank you.
You're amazing and iconic. You know, and maybe even a legend, and don't even
know it
because I mean you have said it, and you have said it over and over again. I can't read, but you got three books, novels, trilogy.
I'm now writing a new one.
What?
Yeah, I've got a new, totally off topic of these, but I've got a whole new one that I'm writing. Just started it. I got 7 pages done.
You have squashed every I can't. You have squashed them all. Yeah, I can't say I can't anymore.
No, you cannot. I will find you. Yes.
I love that though, because I mean, you know, that's the way it was back in the day where we had people that we were held accountable to. And then we need to be held accountable. If you continue to say you can't, you can't. But if you can turn that around and you say I can and
just
get the help
once,
that you
say
need,
it just once.
That's right.
I can.
And then maybe you could be just like Miss Arena and write that trilogy or go after that goal or do whatever you wanted to do in life. You can do this. You got this.
You got it. That's true.
Miss Arena, thank you again so much for being on the show. I'm going to have all of that information in the description box below so that you guys can go to her website for this amazing, amazing author, this amazing woman, iconic legend in the making someone who was written. I mean, they told her that she couldn't read, but she's like, well, I can write.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you again so much, Miss Arena, for being on the show.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. And don't forget to dare to be different. I'm telling you one thing. If it's one thing you haven't heard, and if you just don't understand what was just said, go back to the beginning. We just pulverized your I can'ts. They're gone. They're gone. Until next time, guys. Bye. I did to be different.